Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special this morning as well. And what a blessing it is to commit to serving the Lord and having a spouse that is willing to commit to serving the Lord and raising children to learn the most important thing about life is to submit to God's will for your life. What a blessing. Well, Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14 on this Mother's Day. The book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom. And most of the book of Proverbs, after you get through chapter 9, they are individual verses which stand alone. They're antithetical statements, most of them, having one main thought, one main truth in every verse and hitting it from two different directions. And so the book of Proverbs is a powerful book of the Bible. God gives us much insight into everything, all things of life through the book of Proverbs. And I believe this morning for this year's Mother's Day, this is the verse that God would have us to look at. Only one verse. Go ahead and stand with me, though, as we read the Word of God together. This is what God has recorded and preserved for us concerning wisdom. Chapter 14, verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hand. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. And let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we bow before you, what a blessing we've already received in just being in this place. Thank you, Father, for what we've already received thus far. But now, God, as we've opened up your word, we look at this one verse, but what a very powerful verse that gives us insight into the home. I pray, God, this morning that you would not only speak to wives and mothers here today, but you would speak to husbands and fathers and to children. They would all receive what you have for us. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Today, in this 21st century, in the United States of America especially, we find that women are combated on every side by worldly philosophies which come from the prince of the power of the air, the ruler of the darkness of this world, and that's Satan himself, trying desperately to take away God's purpose and plan, God's design for the lives of women as well as men and children as well. But quite possibly the most powerful and most enlightening verse in all the Bible concerning the importance of the position of a wife and mother is found in the verse that we just read. Proverbs chapter 14. And verse 1. The Bible says every. That means there's no exceptions. Everyone. Every wise woman. If you're going to have wisdom, godly wisdom, buildeth her house. It's not talking about the physical structure that might house the family. It's talking about the home. It's talking about the family itself. It's talking about God's design for the family when God designed one man and one woman to have children. So the family is what God has designed. And so every wise woman, then it's referring to her house being her husband and her children. And she buildeth that. God's design is for the woman to be able to help build the husband to be what he needs to be. and to build the children, to raise them to be all that God wants them to be. What a powerful position that every wise woman has. And what an accomplishment that God has set before you. But then it says, but the foolish, or if you will, every foolish woman, no exceptions, plucketh it down with her hands. Single-handedly, she can destroy. She can destroy a home. Single-handedly, she can pluck it down. Her husband and her children. So it reveals to us this morning that every woman can either be a blessing or a curse to her family. Now you say, preacher, you're being pretty hard already starting out. What about the men? This is Mother's Day. Father's Day's coming. Every woman, according to the words of God, who designed how we function, God designed everything about a man, and God designed everything about a woman. God knows you better than anyone else because He designed you. So every woman can either be a blessing or a curse to her family. That's what God says. So my desire is today, before you leave this worship service, my desire is that every woman here would decide to be a wise woman. What this world needs are more biblically wise women. Yes, more biblically wise men and children, but this morning, the position that God has given to a woman. Every wise woman has this opportunity to build her house. And every foolish woman, if not for wisdom, will tear it down. So, what does God consider to be, first of all, foolish? If God makes this statement, and He does, the Bible is the very words of God, written down and preserved for all humanity. And it's written down and preserved for all humanity as long as God allows this world to exist. The Bible very clearly reveals to us that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Before God's word will be passed away, this earth and this will be burned up. Humanity will be no more on planet earth. And so as long as humanity is on planet earth, then we will have the written down words of God for all who have a desire to look to know the very plan and purpose that God has for their lives. So this idea of every wise woman building her house and every foolish woman plucketh it down, so if that is true, and we know it's true because Almighty God has preserved it for us to know this, so what does God consider to be foolish? There's much in the Bible concerning fools. But two main things that I want to present to you this morning is Psalms in chapter 53, the book of Psalms in chapter 53 and verse 1 through 4. Psalms chapter 53. If you know that a foolish woman is a curse to her family that plucks it down, then I would think that if you are a woman this morning, that you would not want that to be said of you. And so the Bible says concerning a fool, the Bible says in Psalms 53 and verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. that reveals more than anything else about a fool that will blind their hearts and their minds to the existence of a creator God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And then it goes from there, it says, corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. When you say there is no God, can I tell you, this is a direction that you're headed. God looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them has gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. So the Bible reveals here someone who declares within their heart, there is no God. It says exactly what direction you're going to go in, because outside of God, you're going to go in a direction that is opposite the will of God for your life. The only reason that a person would follow God and follow the direction that God gives to that individual is because they believe in God. If you don't believe in God, then you morality is whatever you want it to be. You can define the house and you can define the home and you can define marriage and you can define holiness. You can define righteousness. If there is no God, then it's whatever you want it to be. But that doesn't change the truth. God reveals what is truth. But when you say within your heart, there is no God, the Bible says that is the beginning of a fool's life. That is the beginning of the direction that that fool will go. Even if you know there is a God, if you block God out of your life, listen to me, when you block God out of your life, then you're going to be going in that direction as a fool and living your life as if there is no God. When a person rejects the reality of God, they will no longer try to live as to please Him. We have an example of that in the Bible, in Genesis, in chapter 6. There was a pre-flood civilization on this earth. This was a civilization that was given the instructions that God, how God wanted them to live. But this was a civilization that did not have the church. That's why this type of civilization can never go to the same place it did before God destroyed the earth with the flood. Because this civilization did not have the church that Jesus Christ established. But we look here in Genesis and the pre-flood civilization, the mindset. We don't have time to go into all of that, but I want you to see the mindset that the Bible says that they had. In Genesis in chapter 6 and verse 5, the Bible says that God looked down upon this generation as they got to this particular point. It was not that way to start with, because to start with, they called upon God. They started praying through the seed line of Seth. They started praying to God. But because of how this developed, the Bible says God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Why? Because they blocked out God. They determined that they were going to live however they wanted to live, and they were going to have whatever marriages that they wanted to have. They were going to live their life as what was to please them. And when they blocked out God out of their life, then they become foolish and they started going to this in this direction. Because they went in this direction, the end result of this direction was that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And that's exactly where Satan would take everyone today that blocks out the reality of God. That's the direction they're going. And that's why God says that that fool plucketh down her home. The Bible also gives us that in Luke in chapter 12. Luke in chapter 12. Jesus teaching us here this idea of a foolish individual. In Luke in chapter 12, and verse 16 down to verse 21, the parable of the rich fool.
Jesus says this in Luke in chapter 12, verse 16, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, no acknowledgement of God. No acknowledgement of God, so he's not looking to live his life according to the principles that God has established and the commandments that God has established. And so if it's not God, what does he do? He thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, look right here, and is not rich toward God. If you do not believe in God, then there is no way you're going to be rich toward God. You're not going to live your life as to please God. And if you don't live your life as to please God, you're not going to live your life the way that God has purpose for you to live your life. You're not going to value your life. You're not going to value your wife or your husband. You're not going to value your family. You're not going to value your church. You're not going to value what God puts value on. And you're going in this direction. You don't even realize what your position in marriage will do to your home. And you get to a certain point where you say, I don't even care. This is what I want to do. And by the way, there's a lot of other people in this world doing the same thing. How could so many be wrong? And you justify what you do because you're looking around at the rest of the world and even to the law sometimes and even to the heroes of your life, which are nothing more than actors playing a part and trying to teach you something that is opposite the will of God for your life. And you follow after that which is not the very will of God because you block God out of your life. And you live your life and you die with no consideration of what I've laid up for me in store for eternity. What I've done for the cause of Christ, how I've lived to please God. Anyone who is not concerned about their eternity is a fool. Because whether you believe in heaven or hell, that does not do away with the existence of heaven and hell. Because there is a real hell, and there is a real heaven, because there is a real Creator God. Just blocking him out and acting like as if you're gonna live your life as if there is no God does not mean that there is no God. There is a God, and there is coming a day of judgment. And we find exactly what the Bible says about that written down for us so that there is no excuse. A person who lives their life without acknowledging God, without acknowledging being rich toward God to try to please him, listen to me, is a fool. And if you're a wife and mother, you'll pluck your house down. That's what it says. So, then what does God consider to be wise? We know what God says a wise woman can do. If you look at Proverbs 31 and you look at that woman that God says and you look at the benefits of what this virtuous woman, how she can impact her marriage and how she can impact her children and how she can impact her society. Listen to me. Read that sometime. Because this is a wise woman. To be a virtuous woman is to be a wise woman. To understand that there is a God and have a fear for God is a wise woman.
But Jesus gives us an illustration. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 7. Not going to be long. This is how we're going to finish this morning. This is what I want you to get a hold of. This is what God considers to be wise. This is Jesus' Sermon on the Mountain. This is his conclusion to the Sermon on the Mountain, which identifies New Testament Christianity. Chapters 5 through 7 is Jesus identifying New Testament Christianity with his life and the will of God for this New Testament church age. And after he gives all this information, after he gives all of this knowledge, after he gives all these instructions as to this Sermon on the Mount, New Testament Christianity, he concludes it with this story in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Therefore, understanding everything that he has taught, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the beat upon the house, and it fell not. Listen to me, the Christian home, we're going to come under attack. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian today. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian husband. It's not an easy thing to be a Christian wife. It's not an easy thing to be a teenager in this day and age that we live in and want to live for Christ. It's not an easy, the Bible has given us no indication that the Christian life would be easy. Reveals to us it brings about the blessing of God upon your life. As we live it, we have something that you can't find anywhere else, and that's the peace of God that passeth all understanding. That's the joy of the Lord that is our strength. That is a confidence to know to be absent from your body is to be present with the Lord. You can't find that anywhere else. So he tells us the rains are going to come. The winds are going to blow. But the house, it fell not. She buildeth it. It's not going to fall. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And when the rain ascended and the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Talking about eternity was at stake. The eternity of that soul of that husband. The soul of those children die and go to a devil's hell. So, who does God consider to be wise? First of all, one who heareth. One who does believe in God and wants to hear what God has to say. Before you can actually do right, you have to know what's right to do. Before you can be the right kind of a wife, before you can be the right kind of a mother, you have to know what is right as a wife. What does God expect from me as a woman, as a wife? And what does God expect of me as a woman, as a mother? What does God expect of me? What is right? Do you want to hear from God? If you're going to be wise, listen to me. You need to take advantage of what God has given us as an opportunity to hear from him. Stop looking to the world to tell you what's right.
Now listen to me. Stop looking to your husband to tell you what's right. Stop looking to your pastor to tell you what's right. Look to Almighty God first. Look to the very words that God has written down and preserved for you so that you might know that this way of life is not based upon how my husband wants me to live. This way of life is not based upon what my church tells me as far as how I need to live. And this way of life is not based upon how the world lives their life. This way of life, what I've committed myself to, is exactly what an Almighty Creator God has written down for me to know. This is God's will for my life. And you can know that. And once you get into this Bible and you study it and you understand, you want to hear from God, and once you hear and you know it is how God would have you to live your life, then live it. And hopefully you're going to have a husband that's going to encourage you to be the wife that God wants you to be. Not necessarily exactly what he wants you to be, but if he is a wise man, he's going to help you to be all that God wants you to be. And you're going to raise children to have the very same desire to not want to know God and his will for their lives. And you're going to attend a church where the preacher's going to stand up here and proclaim what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And not worry about what the people may think, but understand what every one of us need to hear. And we need to hear what thus saith the Lord. Every preacher worth his salt, realize you're not man's preacher, you're God's preacher. And I'm going to stand and give an account for every message that I've ever preached from behind this podium. If I understand that there's a God and I understand that he's called me to this position, then I had better understand and I ought to fear Almighty God and understanding what I preach. Knowing that what I preach is exactly what this Bible says. Yeah. So once you look to God, once you desire to hear from God, then find you a husband that fears the Lord. That encourage you to be the wife that God wants you to be. Find you a church that fears God, that's going to encourage you to be what God wants you to be. Get your eyes off the world. Look to what God's given to us. Listen to God. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Nothing else. So, what does God consider to be wise? One who heareth. One who heareth. Are you taking advantage of the opportunities you have to hear from God? And one who is committed to doing it. Once you hear it, whether you hear it or not, does not take you away from the responsibility. Some people say, well, I don't want to go to church because I'm going to hear something I should be doing. I don't want to do it. You're still accountable. If you had the opportunity to hear, you're accountable for the opportunities that God has brought into your life. Amen. And here in America, amen, the church is strong. And you have every opportunity to know the truth. You have the Bible before you. You have opportunity to know the truth. So don't, claiming ignorance is not going to help you when you stand before God. Yeah. So not only is one who heareth, but one who is committed to doing what he hears from God. Building on a solid foundation. Be easier not to build the foundation. And all these buildings we've went through, we've realizing that before you ever have to start building, you have to make sure you laid the proper foundation. You have to make sure you have the footers in. You have to make sure you go down below frost level. You have to do everything you can. And you see, that takes time and effort, and it's hard. But if you don't have the foundation, the house will not stand. It's not easy. It's not easy. But the final result
will be worth it. The final results, ultimately, when we see Jesus. Ultimately, when my life here on this earth is over, and I open my spiritual eyes, void of this physical body, and I see Jesus. And he says, well done. Good and faithful servant. Well done. Amen. You know that you give your husband, ladies, the best possible chance to be the best man that he could be because you've been building him up. And you've raised your children to build them up. And by building them up and raising them in the nurture and admonition, Lord, you've given your children, each one of them, the best chance possible of turning out right. And you know, I've done what you've asked me to do. That day's coming. For some, don't be so foolish to think you have plenty of time left. The fool never even thought about dying. And the Lord said, this night. There's no doubt, congregation this size, the people that are in here, not all of us will be on this earth next a year from now. Percentage-wise, there's going to be some that are sitting here today that will not live another year. I don't know who that is. I could, if I did, I would tell you. But I know it's true. Could it be you? Could be. Will it be? I don't know. But are you prepared? The fool does not prepare. The fool is not concerned about eternity. They're not concerned about the eternal things. They're only focused on the temporal things. But the eternal things are real. So, my desire, that everyone will walk out here this morning with a desire to commit yourself to being all that God wants you to be. So with that said, the most important verse in all the Bible for every woman that's here, every wise woman, I trust when you walk out of here, you're going to say, that's my desire. Because she buildeth her house, but the foolish. You might right now say, I don't believe what that preacher's saying. I don't believe that. I'm not going to commit to that. Listen to me. Don't listen to me, first of all. It's what God has given to us. I'm just the messenger. But the foolish plucketh it down. You have that. You have the position. And if you live as a fool, plucketh it down with her hands. Let's desire and let's commit to being what God, all that God hath designed us to be. I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. Possibly the most powerful, most enlightening verse in all the Bible concerning the importance of the position of a wife and mother. What this world needs, possibly more than anything else, is more wise women. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord God, for preserving for us the truths of your word And I pray right now, God, I don't know exactly what's taking place in the lives of those that are here. I know that you brought them here and we had an opportunity to influence them from your word. I pray that that would penetrate hearts and minds and decisions would be made that would change the direction of families, direction of lives. For this we pray in Jesus' name.